From WTJU, this is Arts on Grounds. I'm Chase Browning. This episode's guest is Damien Shen, UVA's artist in residence, who is here to speak about his new exhibition, On the Fabric of the Garangeri Body.
So my work really started off as this sort of quest of discovering identity, more so understanding more of my family's history through that process. And so I'm Aboriginal Chinese. On my mum's side, I'm Ngarrindjeri, which is from the Lower Lakes of South Australia, the Coorong area, and I am Chinese on my dad's side. So basically the catalyst for this work was my Aboriginal grandmother passing away, and I'd also gotten to a point in my life where I decided that I would become creative again, because I'd left that for quite some time. The foundation of my practice began with drawing and a lot of portraiture, so the project was really documenting my mother's family, so her brothers and sisters, as well as my mum, asking them about what life was like growing up on an Aboriginal mission, because they were the last generation to experience that back in Australia. So I would go along to their place and sit down and interview them. I would start off with, you know, what is your first memory as a child? Clearly the idea of a mission was that they put a lot of Aboriginal people from around the area in there, and they were taught English and Christianity, and quickly stopped from practicing sort of more traditional customs and that sort of stuff. That sparked off this journey of documenting my mum's brothers and sisters through portraiture and this sort of oral history that I captured. Well, surprising to me, at the time, it was embraced very quickly. Public institutions were sort of quite interested in showing that work, and it sort of set off, to some degree, I guess, a chain of reactions that has led me to Charlottesville today. You know, it's in such a short period of time, so it's been pretty amazing. I figured that with drawing as your base, I could explore other stuff. Drawing skills lend themselves very well to printmaking, and also using photography with a mate of mine who I'd met. We became good mates, and we then set this series up, which documented the first time that I had put on the sort of traditional Ngarrindjeri paint. It was a beautiful series of these 12 shots, and that ended up getting picked up by the National Gallery of Australia. For me, my primary goal is to create art that I can use, or through the process of creating art, I'm educating myself about my culture, like my Aboriginal culture and my Chinese culture, and then taking that into a larger sort of venue and then educating other people about our history and our culture.
Damien Shen's exhibition in the Klugiru Aboriginal Art Collection will be on show until December 18th. Don't miss his artist talk this Thursday at 7 p.m. in the Klugiru Collection.
Please listen carefully.
The Technosonics Transmission Festival is happening every night this week from the 19th to the 24th. Check out the full schedule of concerts online at arts.virginia.edu. The Technosonics Festival is also putting on a See Here event at Second Street Gallery on Saturday at 4 p.m. Technosonics teams up with Second Street Gallery to create an interactive event for the public. The workshop performance will allow audience members to experience new technologies being developed by the Composition and Computer Technologies program in UVA's McIntyre Department of Music. Arts on Grounds is a production of WTJU and WXTJ, with generous support from the UVA Arts Council. I'm Chase Browning. This episode is recorded by Kirsten Hemrick and edited by Lona Manick. Connect with the arts at arts.virginia.edu. You're listening to WTJU.